You are welcome to Living Faith Church, Winners Chapel State Headquarters, Calabar, Nigeria.
Lord. Amen. How many have been truly blessed? God's word is described as the seed. When received in your good and honest heart, it procures a future. Please wake up and take responsibility. What you hold on to today is what defines your tomorrow. At 16, I caught the word that I'd be redeemed as a king to reign on the earth. And a royal mentality engulfed my life. Will a king do like this? David, no, you're a king. Will a king do stupid? No, you're a king. I was 16. Every word received and heard unto creates a future. Creates a future. There is nothing in writing down things, but there is much more in receiving the seed of the word in your good and honest heart. So much has gone on in the first and second teachings. Once is not enough. So seek opportunity to have a second, a third, a fourth run. I read the Copeland's books 4 times. I was in a fast and still searching when I found it. No smart student reads his note once. There must be something that addresses you in person. Endeavor to catch it. I was blessed listening to those fiery revelations. And in the name of Jesus Christ, may the blessing of each one be sustained for life. Amen. Lift up your 2 hands. Grace to hold fast to the truth of the word till it begins to speak in my life and receive it. Please do. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. For the first 2 words to Herod, Jesus will return the glory to you. For the light that broke out, Jesus will return the glory to you. For what it will turn out of our lives, Jesus will return the glory to you. And now we are back at your feet. Show us again. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please be seated. The core objective of this conference is for each one to return with both an eye-opening miracle and an ear-opening miracle. To be able to see brighter than ever what God is showing us in his word, showing us by visions, and hear clearer what God is saying on which way to go, which step to take. And then you have a majestic ride through life. You have a majestic ride through life. I'm 45 years young in ministry. I've had a stress-free adventure in truth and in deed. And I'm saying that in honor of Jesus. What grace made happen? In truth and in deed. No midnight cry. No sleepless night. No hiccups. To Jesus be all the glory. When the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. He will lead you beside the still waters. It will refresh your soul. You prepare before you, a table before you, in the presence of your enemy, because they are helplessly helpless, and your cup will be running over. Surely, as long as you keep following the shepherd, goodness and mercy shall keep following you all the days of your life. People say, no, that's not possible. Are you saying God is a liar? If you won't stop following the shepherd, goodness and mercy won't stop following you all the days of your life. No, every day is not Christmas. That's not in the Bible. Thanks be to God who daily loaded us with benefits. Daily. When you remove daily from any day, what remains? Daily. The issue is the sensitivity to keep following the shepherd. It's no makeup. No games. No gimmicks. Running with a vision. Part 2. Again, Habakkuk chapter 2, 1 to 4. Right division. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what you will say to me, what I will answer when I'm reproved. Now, watch the word reproved. You can be wrong. You can mishear. You can misinterpret. That's why reproof comes in. After you got it right, make it plain, write it clearly, and run with it. But the soul that's lifted up within himself, verse 4, who thinks he can do it with his ability, is not upright. For the just will see his vision fulfilled by faith. Every heavenly vision requires faith for delivery, because God's agenda is according to God's size, which human capacity cannot handle. God's agenda is according to God's capacity, which no human expertise can handle. That's why faith is a covenant facilitator for fulfillment of any divine vision. Faith is a covenant facilitator for fulfillment of any divine vision. Any vision will lie dormant without faith. Faith is the life wire of every vision. A vision will be dead without faith. Whatever is not of faith is sin. And the wages of sin is death. Romans 14, 22. No vision has motion without faith. Noah, being warned of God, moved by faith. Noah moved by faith. Noah moved by faith. Abraham departed. Praise God. No faith, no motion. This great missionary or visionary called Paul is saying the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things. That's the power of faith in seeing God's agenda come to pass. Acts 24 verse 14. This great visionary said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In the midst of the sea, when all hope that they will be lost was gone, but I believe God, it shall be to me, even as was told me. Faith was his breath. You can't see any heavenly vision come to pass in the energy of the flesh. The soul of him that's lifted up is not upright. We won't get it. For the just shall deliver divine agenda by his faith. So we need to mind our faith. To run triumphantly with any vision. Abraham had to believe God to see God's plan come to pass. And we are called to walk in the steps of the faith of Abraham. Romans 4:12. Called to walk in the steps of the faith of Abraham. I've seen many, many God-commanded projects executed without any budget. That's unscientific. Whatever God says, he creates. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. When God says it, and you believe it, he creates it. God says it, you believe it, he creates it. 1994, we had a pastor's meeting in our ministry and decided we are not going on foreign mission in 95 because we had quite a number of projects we need to conclude before going. I mean, it was a well-rounded meeting. We prayed, we fasted, we were wrong. And as soon as I got home, he said, Father, thank you. He said, you are going now. You are going now. And we did. He invaded Africa. And he's still being invaded today. Give the Lord praise. One humorous thing, I was out on, we're having a seminar and a breakthrough service on Saturday morning. I was in the office and getting ready and looking up to God for light from heaven for the meeting. It's time to get the aircraft. No premonition, no confession, no prayer, no nothing. After we're done with the meeting, I said, the Lord spoke to me, it's time to get the aircraft. So, let's give. If a man gives according to what he has, accept him. Not according to what he has not. Relaxed. Because all that the people that were sitting out there will give, can't buy it. God says it's time to get, that means he has bought it. We should go and collect it. Praise God. In 6 months, the jet arrived. No reminder on Sunday. No special caucus meeting called. God speaks, He creates what He says when you believe. So I called the abettors in the service to meet me and said, did you hear the announcement? He said, yeah. So go and look for the plane. They said, what kind? I said, any kind. They said, what's the budget? No budget. I mean, that's a tall task. I said, but get a plane that will take us around Africa. Did you get the situation now? That's what we go and look for. There was nothing anywhere put together for it. Some people are here who were there at that time. You were there? Okay. By March, if you bring all the things in your house out, it won't buy the spanner they will use to remove the tire. Without faith, you can't walk in His plan. You can't walk in His plan. Get out of their country, he said, to where? I will show you as you go. What kind of instruction? And so he departed. He said, by faith, he departed. Where am I going? Keep going. Okay, turn left. Be going, oh, and then turn right. Immediately turn left. I mean, Abraham followed by faith into generational greatness. You are going places. You are going places. What am I saying? Faith is the landing place of every vision. You know, after the flood, Noah sent out a dove. The dove came and said, there's nowhere to land. Water is everywhere. Now, faith is the landing place for every vision. Where there is no faith, faith has nowhere to land. Vision has nowhere to land. Vision has nowhere to land. So to run triumphantly with any heavenly vision, build your faith. Build your faith. I've been Egan student since 76 without any idea of going to ministry. It impacted on my thought life, my speech, my steps. Faith had become like a breath to me. So when God speaks, there is where to land. Faith receives it naturally. Please build your faith. It is your faith that commits God's hand to deliver His plan. Isaiah 53 verse 1. Who had believed our report, and unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. Moses believed God and took Egypt by storms. It's faith. By faith, Moses. By faith, Moses. By faith, Moses. Hebrews 11, 25 to 29. So what is running with vision all about? First, know that God's agenda is according to what God can do, not what we can do. This is why it takes faith to see any vision fulfilled. It's about what God can do, not what we can do. Watch. We were in our convention September 17, 1998. We got the COO for this facility May 1998, and I went before the Lord to find out what he wants to use the land for 5 days, and he drew the plan before me. I declared the plan 29th of August 1998. And rationally, because we had just dedicated the other facility 1995, let's use it for a while. More so, starting a city that has nothing, the light must be there, the power must be there, room must be there, TV must be there. He must be there. Look, let's give this out to farmers in the church so they can occupy the land before we'll be set for construction. And then came September 17. As I stood up on the platform, it says September 18, 1999, the tabernacle shall be dedicated. No budget. Our budget was in the third quarter, September. Can that be a budget plan? Drawings not completed. Cost uncertain. Noah being warned of God, moved. So following day, we moved to site. They said, no. We are not sure of the roof yet. I said, no. When you get to the roof, we'll be sure. We began. In less than a month, all that we had been exhausted. I'm going to be for 52 weeks. Supplies began to come from everywhere. Zero pressure on membership. Supplies from everywhere. He delivered it 18 September. Many of us were there. The tabernacle was dedicated. Come on, give the Lord praise. Sir, minus faith. No one can see any divine plan come to pass. Minus faith. No one can. In case you are counting on some individuals in your ministry, you are wasting your time. You are wasting your time. Only God's hand has capacity to deliver God's plan. 1 Kings 8 and verse 15. 1 Kings 8 and verse 15. The word says, blessed be the Lord who spake with his mouth to my father David and as with his hand fulfilled it. Is the hand of God that has capacity to deliver the plan of God. Repeated verbatim in verse 24, only the hand of God has capacity to deliver the plan of God. Only the hand of God, sir. Only the hand of God has capacity to deliver the plan of God. For instance, God said, to his people, go forward. Red Sea in front. Can't you see God? Go forward or back to Egypt to captivity. Go forward. I know what to do with the Red Sea. You go forward. So by faith, the Red Sea gave way. Because they went forward. They went forward. And God stepped in to do what we do. In Luke chapter 1, verse 45, and blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of things which were told her from the Lord. Every heavenly vision is from the Lord. And you are only blessed as you believe. We are only blessed as we believe. Behold, you shall bring forth a son. I know no man. The Holy Ghost will come upon you. The power of the Most High shall overwhelm you. And the Holy Seed will come alive in you. Let it be to me according to thy word. Faith. And a virgin conceived and brought forth Jesus, the Savior of the world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you can believe, the word says, all things are possible to him that believes. Faith is the covenant substance for delivery of any divine plan. That is the substance. Every vision lacks substance without faith. God saw there were giants in the promised land. He said, I'm giving them to you. And 10 of them said, we'll be not able to take it. Two said, because God said this, sir, we are going to take it. The people are bread. They shall be bread to us. Their defense departed from them. Because God said it. So the two that believed made it. The 10 perished in the wilderness. Only God's hand can deliver God's plan. Only God's hand can deliver God's plan. So it's not just running with the vision. It's running with faith, believing in the validity of that vision, the credibility of that vision, the immutability of that vision. And not just that, but also running in line with the dictates of scriptures. Please listen to this. This is very important. In Isaiah 48 and verse 17, I am the Lord that leadeth thee in the way thou shouldest go. I am the Lord that teacheth thee to profit. Now, so he does not only lead us. It teaches us to make it happen. It does not only lead us, it teaches us to make the most of his leading. God's word is the wheel on which every vision drives to fulfillment. It teaches us. He said to Timothy, and from a child, and that's a word to the ministry, that has known the Holy Scriptures, which I be able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith that's in Christ Jesus. And through wisdom is a house built. So God's word makes us wise in building his plan and purpose for our lives. He went on to give attention to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Still speaking to Timothy. The letter to Timothy is a word for ministries. Give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Verse 15 of that chapter 4, 1 Timothy. Meditate upon these things and give yourself fully to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. So God's agenda is a highly profitable virtue, but the word is needed to drive its profiting. The word is needed. We must be word guided to make the most of ministry. It says, study to Timothy. To show yourself approved to God as a workman that will not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Paul the visionary said, bring me the books and my notes. Bring my books and my notes. Every complete true visionary usually crave for more and more knowledge of God. Daniel 11, 32. Those who do wickedly against the covenant shall lick up with flatteries. But the people who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Now, this is what it means. Those who do know the covenants of their God, what God requires for them to do, for him to act, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. The Lord spoke to me in 1981. You don't need to know any man to scale the utmost height. Just know me. Those who do know their God. Others will help you in your search for knowledge. But until you know yourself, you can't do exploit. This is crucial. Now, such instructions like faithfulness, a core requirement for impactful ministry, is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. The more faithful we are in the pursuit of his agenda, the more impactful we become. Think of Paul the Apostle. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Having therefore received this ministry, as I obtained mercy, we faint not. But we are put off all works of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness. Not walking in craftiness. Those are all descriptions of faithfulness. No games, no gimmicks. No better than Down syndrome. But by truth, commending ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. Paul testifying, saying, our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity, not with worldly wisdom, we have lived our life before you. Good conscience. I thank Christ my Lord who has counted me faithful. So he counts to please. Until you are counted faithful at one phase, you are not set for the next phase. 1 Timothy 1:12. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to the task he has given you. Don't walk carelessly to a meeting. Walk prepared. Corinthians number 2. No vision will see the light of day without the visionary at work. I must walk. That's what the master said. It was from the same way it is the night coming when no man can walk. In our own time, coming into ministry, you ask a minister, what do you do, sir? He said, I'm not working. But they were not working. And nothing was working. They were not working and nothing was working. They preach on Sunday and play around Monday to Saturday and come to tell stories again on Sunday. Nothing was working. Because they were not working. Can you ask me, where are you working? I say, I'm not working. I've kept the longest hours of the study I know till date. Things only work for workers. So lazy ministers don't have a future. Things, Paul says, I labored more abundantly than them all, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Says that a man that is diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men. No games, no playing around. Only a serious approach guarantees a glorious result. Only a serious approach guarantees a glorious result. Number three, stay focused. If your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Watch. This one thing I do, Paul said, one thing. Jesus said, like we're told in one of the teachings today, to this end was I born. And for this cause came I to the world. Not to this ends. To this end. John 18:37 was I born. And for this cause came I to the world. Single-eyed people make the most of their journey. People with a well-defined major, they settle with it. Number four, stay dedicated. For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I'm crucified with Jesus. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. No one can be truly dedicated and not end up distinguished. You can't be truly dedicated and not end up distinguished. You can't be truly dedicated and not end up distinguished. That I preach the gospel, Paul said, I have not to brag about. For woe is me. Those are costly descriptions of dedication. And now a big one that is us today more than ever. Maintain a good conscience. Maintain a good conscience. There are many conscienceless people today around the altar of the Lord who lie consciously, who play all kinds of games just to make things work, mostly because they are doing what they are not sent to do, who prophesy access to people's pockets, who want to buy the anointing with money, all kinds. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some have ignored concerning faith and have made a shipwreck of their life. 1 Timothy 1:19. And in 1 Timothy 3:9, he said, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. These are revelations that enhance fulfillment of heavenly visions. And many more. Embrace patience as a lifestyle. Faith will always require patience for maximum delivery. Don't be slothful, but follow us of them who through faith and patience, who through faith and patience inherit the promises. who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Who through faith and patience inherit the promises. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 15, he said that which fell on good ground are those who receive the word in a good and honest heart, and with patience brings forth fruit, some hundredfold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. With patience, vision delivers emphasis. No matter how bright the vision, it delivers emphasis. An 18-hour-long encounter with God with no eye closed. But it delivered emphasis. Had live encounter on church growth, stand up and follow me, but it delivered emphasis. It's not a press button issue. It's a walk with God. A walk with God. That's where patience comes in. He that makes haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Word gathered by vanity shall diminish, but he that gathers by labor shall increase. Finally, stay in love with God. Stay in love with God. Because faith works to the level of our love for God. When you see faith works by love, faith works to the level of our love for God. When Jesus arrived in Bethany, we are told Jesus wept. And he responded how he loved him. How he loved him. And Lazarus came forth at his command. Faith works by love or works to the level of our love for God. Stay in love. Past tense love never flies. Solomon loved the Lord. And Solomon shifted his ground and loved many strange women. And that brought his life down to vanity. Past tense love does not count. That's why I didn't say be in love. I said stay in love. As you grow in love, your faith keeps working at higher rates. As your love keeps growing, your faith keeps working at higher rate. Stay in love with God. Christ operated by it is written throughout. Check the New Testament. It is written. It is written. It is written. We saw him do that on the Mount of Transfiguration. It is written. And then Satan left him. It is written. It is written. Living by the word. From 2 Peter 1, 5 to 10, you see how fundamental faith is. Giving all diligence, add to your faith. So the baseline is faith. To make your calling and my calling sure, giving all diligence, give it what it takes, build your faith. That is fundamental. And then add to your faith, knowledge. And to knowledge, virtue. I mean, you are adding every other thing to faith. When faith is not there, there is not you are adding to. Please be awake. Be awake. Be awake. Be awake. Faith does not drop on people. people grow their faith. He said, thy faith groweth exceedingly. You can determine the rate at which your faith grows by how much you are investing to grow your faith. How much you are investing to grow your faith. Let me share this with you. You have heard it before. I was on a trip, 87. My wife didn't go on that trip, and I came back with boxes of books only. And I said, okay, we have always had a library from the time we got married. A room was dedicated for books. Because that's where my life is hanging. So I was salivating. The books were very many. I was very happy. And then he said, what did you bring? I said, come and see. Open the first box, books. Second box, books. Third box. He said, what else? I said, that's all else. I said, if I can comprehend the contents of this book, it can make me manufacturer of the things I will have bought. True or false today? True or false today? I'm dangerously blessed. Amen. Yes. No argument. I've bought into the faith of many who are before me. It has inoculated me with the spirit of faith. That whatever I find in the world, I just naturally believe. No struggle. I can say like Paul, in the way which they call heresy, to worship my God, believing all things. Believing all things. When the Lord showed me the mystery of the anointing oil, all hell broke loose. It can't be true. It's heresy. They have joined the heresy now. All of them. Most churches, Orthodox, semi-Orthodox, Protestants, sub-Protestant, charismatic, senior, junior, medium, they are all doing anointing service today. Amen. You are not in my eyes, I saw it. Yes, you don't see it. You can't tell me I didn't see what I saw. Praise God. Life. Why? Time was invested in building my faith in whatever the world says. And it keeps interpreting the scriptures to boost my faith to see these things happen. Faith is fundamental. If you do these things, you never fall. Let's read. I'm sure why this is not working. This decoration is not working here. Praise God. You do these things, you never fall. Let me read it before we close. And beside this, 2 Peter 1:5, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance, discipline. To temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And godliness, brotherly love. To brotherly kindness. Charity. For if these things be in you and continues to increase, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his sin. Wherefore the rather, brethren, giving diligence to these things, to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, it shall never fall. Add to your faith. Faith first. Add to your faith. Faith first. Add to your faith. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. So vision without faith is an adventure and frustration. You keep pushing and pushing without a bath. You keep swimming against the tide. Only vision that is mixed with faith within we see the light of day. God said it, I believe it. That settles it. God said it, I believe it. And that settles it. If you say to this mountain, be moved, because of the sea, I shall not doubt in your heart. People have thought that it's all about the mouth. No. When your heart is contrary to what your mouth is saying, it has no effect. I shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that the things you say will come to pass, you shall have whatever you say. Therefore, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Every heavenly vision will only deliver on faith. Every heavenly vision will only deliver on faith. Every heavenly vision will only deliver on faith. My prayer shall be a new dawn for you. Please spend time to meditate. Spend the moment you have to meditate. Ponder this truth. Let the Holy Ghost interpret scripture with scriptures with you to reposition you for a life of dignity in ministry. People in our church love me so bad, but I'm yet to call the first person in my life for help. I'm connected to the hair from above. Amen. And heavily so. Heavily so. I want to get connected there, because the things God will be saying for you to do only His riches in glory can handle it. You need access to that realm, the realm of His riches and glory. Organized supplies won't help. But when God opens up the heavens over any ministry, the struggle is over. In the name of Jesus Christ, the heavens over your life and ministry shall remain open. Amen. Shall remain open. Amen. The days of struggling to see God's plan come true, they are over in your life. Amen. The grace required to take responsibility, to build your faith, to match the task ahead of you. You don't prepare for a race on the day of the contest. You prepare ahead. You don't prepare for exam on the day of exam. You prepare ahead. Grace to live ready with your faith on what God will tell you to do next. Receive it now. Amen. Receive it now. Amen. Do you know we have not raised any prayer point in church on the ark? There's nothing to pray about. There is nothing to pray about. The supplies waiting before the needs arise. Nothing to pray about. That's the realm God has for you. You see, whatever God commands, He makes supplies available in abundance. He said, don't bring again. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. Why? This is the thing which God has commanded. Please operate only as commanded. The supplies will be naturally supernatural. Operate only as commanded. Exodus 34 verse 4. He said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, and everyone that offered an offering of gold to the Lord. And the court will be announced all around. Don't bring again. It's enough. People are still bringing daily. Enough, enough, stop. But the call is verse 4. This is the thing which the Lord commanded. When he commands it, you have secured this bucket. If you believe it. If you believe it. So it's faith. Now, I close. And this way. We have always thought that faith comes by hearing and understanding the word of God. That's true. We also facilitate access to explosive revelation through prayer and fasting, which we always culminate in explosive faith. That's true. But thirdly, we grow through the faith of others. We grow through what? The faith of others. Hebrews 13:7. The word says, consider them that have ruled over you, who have taught you the word of God, whose faith follow. Whose faith follow. Whose faith follow. Whose faith follow. Considering their conversation, the results they commanded, whose faith follow. One woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment and was made whole. Everybody was ready to touch him, and as many as did were made perfectly whole. They followed our faith to secure their own miracle. Had followed against faith, and I'm producing against order of results. I followed Wiggles' word faith, and producing spiritual authority dimension of Wiggles' word. Whose faith follow? So there's a place of drawing faith from the faith of others who have gone that way before. Praise God. Praise God. So I'm not surprised that a number of our sons and daughters in ministry are producing results after the same order, because they have drawn from the faith of their father to produce their own results. Can I hear your amen? Amen. And it's just beginning. Now, in this faith family, nobody will be stressed to get results. Amen. Whose faith follow? I followed the faith of Oswald J. Smith, and now I'm an addict of Matthew 6:33. I follow the faith of T.L. Osborne. I'm an addict of what is God saying. What is God saying? It's amazing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing and understanding the word of God. So settle down with the Bible. You settle down with the works of men of faith, whose kind of result you desire in the pursuit of your own assignment. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? That's the way it works. That's the way it works. What brought this precious team from China books? So many titles in Chinese language that imparted on their lives, their various ministries. It's like when charismatic books came into Nigeria, we were beneficiaries of those books. Amen. Consuming and consuming. And this is the result of the widespread charismatic movement in Nigeria. It shall be so in China. It shall be a mighty move of God in China. It has started already. It will keep growing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Faith does not jump on people. People build their faith. Faith does not jump on people. If you are there, you have the clip. Please put the clip on the screen. You'll find the cooking room of faith in that picture. If you have it. Now, that's my main library. You find books that are worth almost nothing. It's a walk-through library. It's not on the shelf that you paint to the wall. No access to the public. Amen. Most of the materials have been marked and overmarked and marked and marked. Some lines you can't read again. Over the years, I bought my first Christian book at the age of 20. At the age of 20, and I'm now 22. The first book I bought was A Second Touch. And the story of Second Touch in Mark was my motivation for buying that book. I'm not sure that book was more than 60 kobo or something. Less than 1 naira. But it's not the buying, it's the consumption. The consumption. Faith comes by hearing and understanding the word of God. It doesn't jump on people. People grow their faith. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. I brought some things out here. Three of the volumes of Treasures of Life has quite a lot to do on ministry and vision. You'll find chapters on vision here. By the way, Treasures of Life are my learnings at the feet of Jesus as drawn from my diaries. It's a lifelong journey. Yesterday's faith won't come to this, but it's a lifelong journey. Please take your time. Find out things that may be of help to you in the process of your assignment. And interestingly, we have them online and a few hard copies. We don't keep much of hard copies anymore. The space is not there. Praise God. That every church is meant for growth. I will build my church. There is no plan for one church to be up and another one to be down. Just to know what makes it happen. So I put this together, Church Growth Manual. It took me time to think I'm qualified to write. I'm still learning, but the few things I learned that helped us to this point, some of them can be found here. Church Growth Manual will be a lot of help in building your faith. The movement in South Korea helped to build my faith for explosive church growth, the kind I couldn't see around while we're growing up. Amen. And then we have this fanning revival fire. And we need it today more than ever. Now that Christianity has mixed up with the world and you can't tell who is saved and who is not saved anymore. We need to find out how to keep the revival fire burning. Because heaven is real. Amen. And hell is real. We shall make it to heaven. We shall make it to heaven. We're talking about vision, so I have this in pursuit of vision. And this one, interestingly, includes not just divine direction, but divine correction, divine reproofs, and at what point, and how you respond. Praise God. Have you ever been wrong? Oh, yes. But I get corrected very cheaply, without any feeling, no ill feeling. You are wrong, yes. Which right way to go? This way, okay, I go. Ah, but he said you are going that way. Relax. He said this is the way to go now. Praise God. And it has always worked. So, enjoy yourself with them. Not for fun, but for lessons. And then, exploits in ministry, they are just principles. The latest one we have here is towards increasing impact in ministry. It's put in modules. So you don't read for too long. Module by module by module on areas of interest to you. It will be a blessing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And let me thank the Chinese friends and sons and daughters for a good job done in spreading the books. Amen. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Amen. Please, tonight, we'll be taking encounter exhortations. We're in a minister's conference. There are things you have discovered that has helped you in one way or another in your ministry. Liberally share it so others can plug into it. Can I hear your amen? You don't lack what to give, you only lack what to keep. And it doesn't have to be from this ministry or this conference, but an encounter you had that has added color to your life in any way, your life and ministry. Share that openly, and God will keep increasing you in every way. In Jesus' name. We are here to learn from one another. Can I hear your amen? Now, all heads of ministries, we are going to have a short meeting at 2 p.m. at Kukrit Building. That's not far from the guest house. The building next to the cafeteria too. For a holy chat. Praise the Lord. Be blessed. Give the Lord a big hand of praise.